This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
95.7 The Game. Live and local. Now, it's Zachariah and the Guru.
Oh, yes. Hour number two. Numero dos.
Want to give the score?
Of what, Guru? There's nothing going on but
gymnastics at Stanford.
2-1.
2-1, that's not even
more, the more flexible team. I don't know how scoring goes in gymnastics. Welcome on in. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game. We take you from now until 10-ish, as I like to call it. Depends on the final buzzer of a game that we are not referring to. Even though you can refer to it at 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. Jamie Baker, Guru, former Sharks forward, current Sharks color analyst for CSN. He will join us at the bottom of the hour. The Sharks are white hot. Dare I call them white shark?
I like
that. Great white shark hot? That was corny.
Whatever. You got a pass to go to the tank.
I roll with it. Henry Wolford, your boy. Flaked on us. You're saying it's my fault because I bumped him to 7:45, but our producer said he spoke with him and that 7:45 was okay.
So you wanted me to call him back the black angle because we're both black.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying, Wes? You called, and you got the brother. I get it. Zach just admitted, and I'll call him.
I didn't say anything about race. And you say that I always bring up race.
I was just pulling your chain.
I don't know. We're going to make history here. Since Henry stood us up, and Henry, if you're listening, I'm disappointed as a friend more than a colleague. You know, like it hurts me personally that he didn't come on. Like you might as well kick me in the neither region.
Steph Curry
with
is
me?
Amazing.
Yeah. Okay.
The neither region.
Again, we're not. This is Steph Curry is amazing.
The pizza with the left
hand. It's not applicable to what we're doing right now.
Deliver the pizza.
Not applicable to what we're doing right now. Okay. So since Henry Wolford stood us up. I had a text from the text line.
Okay.
95795. And again, you can call in 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. On Twitter, he's at Triple D Guru, DDDGURU. I am at Zach Sports, ZAK Sports. By the way, do you think that guy was being sarcastic?
I've been checking. I haven't got a follower.
No, well, I'm just wondering if he was being sarcastic because we say our Twitter handles so frequently. I try to do it only once an hour.
You take stuff too personal. I think he was really going to follow us.
Text line 95795. Was that caller being facetious when he said he doesn't know what our Twitter handle is? Let us know. So we got a text who said, I will fill in as your guest. And I said, 732, if you're really good, call in. You will replace
you
Henry Wolford. Henry, and don't tell the people that. Yes, in the commercial break, I picked up the phone and I spoke with Ron. Don't call me Ron. Ron, don't call me Ron in Fremont.
Or is that Ron?
It says Ron in parentheses, don't call. They're trying to sabotage us. I don't know what those two guys are doing back there other than trying to ruin me tonight. But here is
fine.
Here is Ron in Fremont. He sounded like he knew his stuff. Ron, I'm going to treat you like a guest. Welcome to the program. How are you?
Hi, yes, it's Ron, broke homie Ron, like rich homie Quan, except no money.
I don't know what that was. Can you say that one more time?
B-R-O-K-E, homie.
Broke.
Broke homie Ron.
Okay, all right. Broke homie Ron.
Don't ask him for any money.
Is there a specialty that you, is there a sport that you specialize in, Ron?
Man, basketball, football, baseball, I mean, whatever's in season, man. I'm an all-around guy.
All right, Ron, let's start with the Dubs. Is this team better than the Michael Jordan Bulls team with Pippen and Rodman and co?
Well, Guru, as you can see, the black angle doesn't always work because there's not always a connection. Have you ever played rec basketball? But with the Dubs, there is a beautiful connection on the court between these guys. I mean, it's not a me team, and it's also not even a we team. They just really agree with the concept of basketball. A lot of people feel maybe they've done something different. Well, all they've done is perfect what has always been. They move the ball, they score the ball.
Hey, broke homie Quan, I like that answer.
Ron,
answer
broke
this.
Homie Ron.
Oh, broke homie Ron, excuse me.
Yeah, it's all good.
Is Steph Curry embarking on Michael Jordan territory, or has he already surpassed him because we've never seen anybody like Steph?
Well, what you can never do is surpass greatness, but Steph Curry is a great basketball player in himself. There's been plenty of great basketball players. That's why there's a Hall of Fame. It should be one specifically for the NBA. Curry is on his own level. We shouldn't try to compare him except admire him for the talent that he has. He's a shooter. He's a combination of players like Allen Iverson, Ray Allen, people who can put the basket up, and they don't expect it because he doesn't have that size. Mr. Fab said it the other day on you guys' show. I agree with you.
Broke homie Ron joins us from Fremont. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah here on 95.7.
That's right by Union City.
I'm treating him like a guest. Broke homie Ron, true or false, Tony Kornheiser is asleep right now.
You know what? My grandparents are in their 60s and they're asleep. So I'm going to say true because I definitely think Tony Kornheiser, if he doesn't look it, is it at that age? He's got to be asleep, man.
I just want to know where broke homie Ron is right now.
Where are you, broke homie Ron?
Right now, I'm at the 24-hour fitness in San Leandro going to Bay Fair. You know me, Guru, man. You should come up here, get a hoop in. Broke homie Ron on Twitter. Anybody have any questions, follow me. I love sports.
Oh, you're the best. Thank you so much.
See me going to the rack.
Thank you so much for joining us, broke homie Ron.
Shout out Oakland, California.
Yeah, that was Mr.
He
Fab.
Did,
thank you for the phone call.
Marshawn.
No, I believe that was Mr. Fab.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Oakland, California.
Yeah. So, look, I don't know how that was for you. I thoroughly enjoyed myself.
Shout out Oakland, California.
Yeah, that's right. Henry Woodford, we don't need you. We have broke homie Ron.
Hey. He may call back.
Why
you run him off. You ran him off.
Tonight?
I mean, bump him back.
Are you going to take
his call? Who the hell do those guys think they are?
That's our boy.
You big-timed Henry.
No. Look, Henry loves callers. We bumped him for callers. Which you can do at 888-957-9570.
Zach, black guests matter.
Wow. Can we take a commercial break? Can we go to commercial? No? Okay. All right. I'm gonna leave that right where it is. And
you bumped our man Henry.
I've got nothing. From the text line 925, you guys can interview my daughter. She knows more than some callers.
Probably true.
Yeah. No, that is definitely true. Do we have the audio from Romo from the football hour?
Oh wow.
We're gonna work
Here
on
we
that.
Go.
Okay. Essentially allow me to speak for Romo
because I didn't hear it.
You haven't heard it yet?
No.
Okay. Romo, if you're listening and I do a bad job representing your words, forgive me because you are a big man that I would not want to offend or upset. But essentially what I heard, and I was golfing, you know, I was no big deal.
Today?
Private.
I thought you
resort.
Said you were running errands.
Running errands was, well, that's golfing technically. I ran
you
errands.
You hide that side of yourself from
no,
me.
No, I've been told you I'm trying to
but
golf.
When you're at the club, you're like, hey, Guru, I'm at the club listening to rap.
No.
It's all detailed, the text. And then when you're golfing, it's like, oh, I'm running errands. You wouldn't understand.
I ran errands after I golfed. When I texted you, I was running.
Do you belong to a club?
No. My brother does, though.
So you'll soon be in the club.
I don't have any money. This station doesn't pay me. Anyways, neither here nor there. I was listening, and what I heard from him essentially, and again, we're going to get the actual audio.
I'm excited. Go ahead.
From what he said, these are the bullet points that I took from it. Blaine Gabbert has watched, apparently with the iPads, they can track how much film you're watching.
Okay.
Blaine Gabbert watched four to five times the amount of footage than Colin Kaepernick did as the backup quarterback.
That is mind-boggling.
On what side?
With the fact that Cap wasn't putting in the time.
Yeah.
And the results back that up.
Certainly.
And you know
like
they
it.
Can track how long you've been on your device or whatnot.
Yeah.
How embarrassing is that? And I believe there were some other things.
Do you think the players knew
I don't
that?
I spill the beans.
No, go ahead. Do you think the players knew that they would track how much they watch it?
I don't think the players would care if you were going out on the field getting the results.
True.
If you're not getting the results and you're not studying,
true.
Then you're dumb.
Yeah. That's true. That's fair. That's fair and true. The other thing that
go ahead.
That came out from it was that when they played the Raiders last year, apparently Cap had a driver drive a luxury vehicle to the exit where the players leave. All of the players got on the bus. and Kaepernick got into the driven car.
Oh, man.
And the last one, which really blows my mind.
Give
and
it to me.
If anybody has any specifics on this, please call in. 888-957-9570. He has a Batman entrance to the facility in Santa Clara. So he enters differently than everybody else enters the place. I mean, again, let me preface this with this. I was listening to the Football Hour. They do a great job.
Oh, I love it.
Lorenzo Neal, Bill Romanowski.
Papa
and Lund normally. Today was Townie and Papa. I believe that's what I heard Bill Romanowski say. So if we can get the audio to back me up, and again, I know these guys, their only plan for our show is to make it as bad as it possibly can be.
You but get diva treatment, but you get buster results because you're not that good.
Yes.
And that's why he was alienating himself from the rest of the team. I mean, at least Barry Bonds, when he had his own recliner and own locker room, he was backing it up.
And it was in front of everybody.
Man,
having a separate entrance
Cap
everybody?
Is whack. So, if this is true, Cap is whack.
And I want to know, as a Niners fan, when you hear that,
karma is a, you know what they say.
How does that make you feel? I mean, when you hear these things.
Wow.
I mean, the thing that I hate the most, I don't care about a driver pulling up. I don't care about the separate entrances.
If we're a team.
That's fine. That's fine. You can hate that. What I hate is the backup quarterback studying five times more game film than the starting quarterback. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. We will play the audio from Bill Romanowski, and we will get into it. If you're a Niners fan, and that was your franchise quarterback, the guy that got you a goal line drive away from winning the Super Bowl.
And the 20-yard line against Seattle to go back, but he didn't see the receiver in the flat. You know why? He's not on his iPad.
We'll get into it
on Instagram.
Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game.
You're listening to the Guru and Zachariah on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, it's so good. Sometimes you got to let it breathe, Guru. I believe this is where Andre 3000 is talking about how you shouldn't get married.
No, this is from the movie The Mac, which was filmed in Oakland. Max Julian, and it's I Choose You, Baby. He was a pimp, a Mac.
Okay.
He got all the ladies, and he ran the Oakland streets. And
wasn't Pimp C on this song?
Yeah. But I'm telling you the origin of the song.
Thanks for that.
And Richard Pryor was also in that movie, Mac.
Getting hit up here on Twitter, huh? Black calls matter.
No, they actually liked it.
That might have been the worst thing you've ever done in our 3 years together.
I said black guests matter.
Black guests matter. Sorry.
He didn't even hear, but it's the worst thing.
Welcome back, Bay Area, 95.7 The Game. Daryl the Guru Johnson. I am Zachariah. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Sharky fans. Sharky fans, do we have a treat for you?
Yeah.
Jamie Baker not only scored,
ice, baby.
One of the most important goals in Shark history.
Look at you.
Also the current Sharks color analyst for CSN. So we'll talk some puck. We'll drop the puck at 8:30. Right now, your phone calls, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Text line 95795. We were talking.
I was just going to stop everything.
Go ahead. No, take it.
Kobe made a shot.
Okay. All right. We're still talking about this.
No, I'm just a liar.
Like, are you doing this on purpose to antagonize me?
Yeah, that's what I'm here
me?
For.
Well, you've succeeded. We were talking about Colin Kaepernick and Bill Romanowski on the Football Hour. I hope I'm not busting anybody out or making anybody angry. I mean, if you say it on air, it's fair game, correct? I mean, I'm not.
Don't second guess yourself.
I'm not ruffling any feathers here.
Why would you be?
Okay, here's Bill Romanowski. We're trying to get other audio of Bill Romanowski talking about a secret passageway to the facility in Santa Clara, and also the bat car that he had after the Raiders-Niners game when the Niners season was essentially ended last year at O.co. But here is Bill Romanowski, in my opinion, and Niners fans, you tell me out of those three things, what upsets you the most at 888-957-9570. This is the one for me that I would be most upset about if I was a Niners fan.
Let's talk Colin preparing for games. And you know how they get iPads now? And they regulate and they can watch how much film you watch. Gabbert, when he was a backup, was watching 4 to 5 times as much film as Colin was.
That's a fact?
That is a fact.
He was watching 4 to 5 times more as a backup than when Colin was?
As a backup.
As when Colin was starting or Colin was a backup?
As when he was starting.
Oh.
Wow. I'm done. I knew I was right.
The other voice that you heard there is the
Godfather.
The Godfather, Greg Papa, talking with Bill Romanowski. They do the football hour.
Wow.
Every Tuesday. And
is there anything more damning than what you just heard?
No. Because to me, I think a lot of people in the media, and I'm guilty because I don't cover the team firsthand. I don't see these guys coming in and out of the locker room. I don't go to the film rooms. I don't do any of that.
Right.
So I am a subject to what the people that do cover them on a day-to-day basis see. And what did you always hear about Colin Kaepernick, Guru?
He was out early, and not the first one there.
No, the opposite. The first one to arrive, the last one to leave. It's not about effort. It's about reading the defenses. But in terms of film study, nobody studied more than him. When it came to working out, nobody worked out harder than him. That's all I heard.
If this got out for Romanowski or his sources to get this, it's over. You know what I mean? It's almost like the Harbaugh leaks.
Isn't it already over?
Yeah. No, I told you, but now he has a torn labrum.
Well, there's another element that I want to get to that I was reading about, and whether or not they're going to cut Kaepernick, because he will be. He had surgery today, I believe, correct? Can we check? He did. He did have surgery today, Guru. So he will be healthy. So his contract will not be guaranteed come April 1st.
It's a wrap.
But the rumors that I'm hearing from credible reporters is that they might not cut him because they are probably going to fire Jim Tomsula, and they want to allow whatever coach they hire to decide whether or not they want Kaepernick.
Wow, have you heard that?
This is getting soap opera bizarre. Seriously, like you couldn't make this stuff up. But in terms of the film study, Guru, there's nothing more that I need to know.
But which one is it? Because I believe Romo. We used to hear he was the first one at the.
That's what I'm saying.
That has nothing to do. He could be in there listening to music. It has nothing to do with him on doing work, doing assignments and looking at film.
And again, and this is part of the gift and the curse of social media and technology, in my opinion, the fact that they could actually track that. Part of me doesn't actually like that.
Look at your art. We both have iPhones.
I know. There's a footprint on it, but part of me doesn't like that.
Do you know that phone traces every address you go to?
I know. I've heard that the camera being reversed so that it can face you. It's the government watching everything. Whatever. We don't need to get into that. My point is, it's the gift and the curse of technology. I love it when I like it, and I hate it when I hear stuff like this.
Right.
But if they tracked that, Guru, and they saw that Blaine Gabbert as a backup was watching 4 to 5 times more film than Colin Kaepernick, then that feeds into all of the people that went in there and said he's all about himself, kissing the bicep, the Instagram pictures.
Used to kiss the bicep.
The hat line, all of those things, it feeds into it. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game, taking your phone calls, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. Can we hear one more time? Bill Romanowski, Football Hour, Papa and Lund. Towney was filling in for Lund today. But this is Romo and Papa talking about what Romo was breaking. And I'm shocked that this hasn't hit more airwaves or caused more of a ruckus in terms of what was said here. But here is Romo on what he heard. I don't know what the sources were. And I hope I'm not ruffling Romo's feathers here by playing it. But I figure if you say it on the radio, it's fair for me to play back. Here he is talking about Cap and Gabbert and their film study. Do we have that? We don't have that?
I think they're watching a Warrior game.
Do we have that? Can we replay Romo talking about Kaepernick and Blaine Gabbert's film watching?
Let's talk Colin preparing for games. And you know how they get iPads now? And they regulate and they can watch how much film you watch. Gabbert, when he was a backup, was watching 4 to 5 times as much film as Colin was.
That's a fact?
That is a fact.
He was watching 4 to 5 times more as a backup than when Colin was?
As a backup.
As when Colin was starting or Colin
was
a backup?
As when he was starting.
Oh.
Look,
wow, Zach, that's it.
Our crack staff is efforting getting the audio from Bill talking about the bat line. Again, this is crazy to me. A secret entrance to the facility in Santa Clara, and also a luxury car picking him up from the Raiders-Niners game from last year.
When he threw the interception on the first play of the game, you deserve a ride.
But you that is stuck in your craw longer than anything.
I had a four-team parlay. That was the last game I needed. And the first play,
the truth
he threw
comes
a pick.
Out.
The first play, he threw
a
pick.
Oh, it's all money, of course. Because you bring that up more than you bring up anything.
480 I would have got.
Gotcha. Good to know. Okay, now I love that you were open and honest on
first
the
first play
the
was a pick. I yeah. said it. It's
you
over.
Said it so many times. Yeah, I mean, you bring that up more than literally anything.
I'm shocked you remember.
Oh, every time that game comes up, you go, the first play was a pick six. I'm like, why do you care about that so much? Anyways, to me, I mean, this is getting to the level of a soap opera guru. I mean, and now these reports of Tom Sula being the new scapegoat and Tim Kawakami, who always says things very frankly, and God bless him for doing it. He doesn't pull any punches when it comes to his reporting on the team, has pretty much predicted this. He said Kaepernick would be the first fall guy. Yeah, he predicted the offensive coordinator, and I believe there was somebody else, maybe the defensive coordinator, I forget. But he said basically they're going to skip over those because it's gotten so bad, and they're going to go to the head coach next. Would you be shocked if Tom Sula was one and done?
No, especially after the punt. The punt with a minute 40 left, Wes, and then you could burn your timeouts after you punt it. And you're down two touchdowns.
Second time he's done that,
it's
too. That's the part that kills
dude,
me.
That is
you
idiotic.
Do that once,
Zach, that's
you get
clownish.
Killed for it? How can you do it twice? Well,
because he doesn't know. And then in the press conference.
Yeah,
thank you. Yeah. That was basically his explanation that we played last night.
Me and Tom. Who's Tom?
We're down two scores, two touchdowns, 2-1 conversions. So we figure we get field position.
No,
there,
Tom and I figure. Who's Tom? Yeah.
He did mention somebody.
Yeah.
But then he skipped over it.
Me and Kurt. I'm
he brushed over it. Brushed over it.
He has no authority.
Look,
no authority.
Nobody's surprised by the fact that he's in over his head.
Damn, Cap.
We
he's
all
on
saw
Instagram.
This
yeah. Clock his hours on Instagram.
I wonder if
Twitter.
They might
getting
track
upset.
Everything.
That's where he's the real core all pro.
Sliding up in DMs.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look, it brings me back to the story. And look, nothing criminal went down in Florida when that whole incident happened with the lady who said she just woke up and she was in the bed or whatever. But it brings me to that. Like, are you working that hard? Because, again, all the reports from the people that cover the team were that he was the hardest working guy on the team. And if what Bill Romanowski is saying is correct, then he's definitely not, Guru.
And he is getting exactly what he deserves.
So we'll take your phone calls, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Text line 95795. You heard that from Romo. We're going to get more as the show goes along. Frank, Steven, and Steve, you guys all sit tight. We will get to Jamie Baker. Puck fans, Sharky fans, former Sharks forward, maybe scored the most important goal in Sharks history. He's now the current Sharks color analyst for CSN. He will join us next. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game.
You're listening to the Guru and Zachariah on 95.7 The Game.
Little Mac Dre for you. Tuesday night, Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game. Taking your phone calls, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Text line 95795. Guru, chances our crack staff back there, who I think for the entirety from 7 o'clock to 8:30 has been to torpedo this program, chances they come up with the rest of the audio from Bill Romanowski.
Triple it. Oh, you said something, Zach? Oh, no. Now that was too funny.
Yeah. You don't even know what I asked. Do you honestly know what I asked?
I don't.
You are the worst. We are efforting Jamie Baker, former Sharks forward, current Sharks color analyst for CSN. He's being honored, or recognized, I should say.
Same thing.
November 25th, prior to the game with the Blackhawks. So we're working on him. Hopefully he will join us. But that gives us a chance to get to the text line. This is my favorite.
Let me hear.
I'm going to type this into my phone to see if I know this guy. But here we go. From the 510, Guru, you don't understand. Zach is the original Wangsta / Wigga. I know. I remember how he was in high school. Berkeley Hills rich kid thinks he's black and swore he was the next Tupac or Snoop Dogg. And now I got to hear that on the radio? Shaking my head, why God, why? Go Raiders, Raider Inca. Thank you, Inca. appreciate it. Your thoughts.
I feel like you were on Jimmy Fallon when
that was directed to you. That was directed to you. Do you want to respond?
Somebody hating. You're doing a wonderful job, and you don't think you're Snoop Dogg.
Well, I mean, I did. I used to wear a bandana.
Pimpin' ain't easy.
Tupac was my idol. I did wear a bandana until I was put in a situation where I realized I shouldn't be wearing a bandana.
You got lucky.
I was young. I was a kid.
That's all it takes is one time.
Tupac made it cool. From the 510, it's not Mac Dre, it's Andre Nicotina. Is it not Andre Nicotina featuring Mac Dre?
And then we got a caller that's going to talk about the lead-in song.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then, look at you moving the show along.
Let's go to
Frank in Oakland. He wants to talk about the lead-in song in Kaepernick. Go ahead, Frank in Oakland.
How you doing, gentlemen?
What's up, man?
What's up, Guru? Right. Once again.
Hanging in there.
Once again, you got to hold his back. Hold his back. He tried hard, though, but you got to give him a copy of the Mac.
Oh, yeah. He's talking about the movie that I told you about.
Yeah, the Ward Brothers.
Yes, sir. Frank and Ted.
You know, me and some of their siblings, we grew up together. So, you
got to
help him, Guru.
Yeah, I got the VHS tape.
I got to be honest, I'm a little confused on what's going on right now.
We're talking
Frank,
about the movie The Mac that was filmed in Oakland.
Okay.
And he's saying he used to run with some of the guys that was in the in the movie.
Oh, okay.
Which were actual.
So we're talking to a movie star.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, those are real guys.
I believe it.
And you see the movie, you'll understand it. But keep Guru with you because he's going to guide you.
Hey, and Too Short, that made a big impression on him as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Too
everybody.
Short. Yeah, okay,
Oakland
everybody. Thank you.
Oakland was notorious from San Pablo, Doggy Diner, to Have My Money.
Yep. There it is. You Snoop Dogg. It had an effect on Snoop. Zach's looking confused, but I'm going to help him, Frank.
See, Oakland was Oakland before it was the town, the bay. Everybody respected Oakland until all that hypey crap came out and just made them look like a bunch of clowns.
Okay. True that.
Thank you, Frank.
Appreciate
the phone call.
That was an education. I hope you got it. Wes seems like he appreciates the game.
I don't
that they
feel
say
any more educated
game.
Than I was before, but God bless.
I'm going to give you the VHS tape.
Okay. Please do. Let's go to Steve in San Francisco. We played the audio of Bill Romanowski saying that Blaine Gabbert, as the backup quarterback, was watching 4 to 5 times more film than the starting quarterback, Colin Kaepernick, and Steve wants to touch in on that. Go ahead, Steve. Oh, Stevie. Stevie, he gone. Other line, Wes. I mean, that's what I'm being told by the big man in my ears.
Is that better?
Stevie, you there?
There we go.
Yeah, I'm here.
Now we can hear you. Go ahead, Steve.
All right, good. I was on speaker. Sorry.
It's all good. What's up, man?
I said it means nothing because 4 to 5 times what? Say Kaepernick watched it 5 minutes, 20 minutes for Blake?
That's still 5 times more. Steve,
you wouldn't say.
Yeah, it is 5 times more, but how much he's watching? How about if Blake just leaves it playing?
But Steve, he's not getting the results.
Steve,
we're talking about caps, Steve.
And
wouldn't have a problem with that?
It's not 5 minutes.
Yeah, I have 4 to 5. I have a problem with 4 to 5 times as much. What does that mean? 4 to 5 times what? Four to 5 times 1 minute?
Steve, I don't know, but I can assure you. I can assure you that Kaepernick was not watching 1 minute.
We're losing the best quarterback in the league. All we need to do is let him run.
Who's the best quarterback in the league? Cap?
Kaepernick is the best quarterback in the league if you let him run.
Ron?
100 yards and a half.
Jaws is joining us.
Bradshaw's yelling and screaming, going, that's not fair. Quarterbacks are supposed to throw.
Steve.
Let him run until he gets hurt.
Thank you, Steve. I'm sorry. I know you wanted.
No,
I
forgot. I was just, wow.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's what I was hoping for.
And all the, so people are still hanging on to the running part aspect of it. Hey,
best quarterback in the league.
They wanted him to run. Guess what? They wanted him to get a first down. Then they wanted him to get a touchdown.
It's ironic that you went Romo on me while we're talking about Romo. You just hit me with a guess what?
Ah.
They did stop him from running 2 years ago.
Oh,
that wasn't the case.
I'm not here.
You don't believe that?
We don't have it in writing.
I believe when he signed that contract, they said we don't want you to get hurt.
You may have a point.
Fair enough. We have him, Jamie Baker.
Yes.
Good to go. All right. Jamie Baker, he's a former Sharks forward, current Sharks color analyst for CSN. You can follow him on Twitter at Bakes @Jamie_13. Baker will be recognized November 25th prior to the game with the Chicago Blackhawks. Baker scored one of the biggest goals in Sharks history with his game winner that helped San Jose upset Detroit in the first round of the 94 playoffs. He joins us now. Jamie, thank you for your time. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
No complaints over here. I want to start with Martin Jones. If you were to assign an MVP for the team, it would have to be him, right? A guy that learned from one of the best down in L.A., coming up here to San Jose and kind of bringing that same type of goaltending. I mean, is there somebody that has been more valuable to this team than Martin Jones?
Lots of guys. It's been some good team efforts and team wins. But at the end of the day, right now in the NHL, goaltending is the most important position. When he's playing well, and it doesn't matter who's in nets, but he's been carrying the load for the most part, and the guys can feel his confidence. And he's a big goalie at 6'4". I was surprised by his demeanor coming in. He'd only played 31 games in the NHL prior to this year, so I've seen some of his games. I like his agility in nets. He's athleticism. He's big, but I didn't understand and realize his demeanor, his poise, the confidence that he exudes. And when you've got that, that's your last line of defense. It kind of like everybody else goes out, they do their job. They know that the guy behind them has them covered for the most part. So it just kind of takes over the bench, if you will. So if you had to give an MVP right now, he'd be my pick, that's for sure.
Jamie, it's a great pleasure to speak with you. And who better to ask than yourself in regard to the rich history of the San Jose Sharks, but yet it hasn't culminated in a Stanley Cup? Do you think as an organization, we all know every club wants to win, but is there any extra pressure for the Sharks to get it done and get it done soon?
That's a good question. I mean, there's always internal pressure. You know, the guys, they don't talk about it, but it's there. And there's a core of players here that knows. And, first of all, they all know what happened 2 years ago against the Kings. They all know how last season went. But they also know how much talent is in that room. And it's got a good vibe right now. Does it carry over? I think once the season starts, like, you can't sit there and just worry about the end goal. Like, I don't know if you'll ever get there. You know, it's a cliche in sports. It's a process, but I would say as an organization, like, they don't sit around the table, but I think everybody knows how great it would be able to hoist the Stanley Cup here in San Jose, have a parade here. I think you'd get a lot of new fans. I mean, look at the Warriors had a great fan base anyway. So wow. Did the Giants, but look at what a championship does. And I think it would help hockey even more. You get more fans coming out of the woodwork if they went on that type of a run. And then to parade the, I'm biased, but I think it's the best trophy out there. Parade that around town, I think it would be phenomenal. So it's a long ways away to even think about that. But I think everybody recognizes the, unlimited upside that it would bring to this franchise.
Jamie Baker, former Sharks forward, current Sharks color analyst for CSN, joins us. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7, The Game. Jamie, can you remember a situation similar to what the Sharks have gone through? They made the playoffs so many times. I mean, it was more than a decade straight. Obviously missed it last year. A coaching change comes in. The players stripped of their captain role and then kind of reassigned it, and now you have those same guys there. You have some of the pieces that are still remaining there, but can you remember a situation where it was never a total breakdown or a strip down or a rebuild, and it's kind of trying to get back to relevancy, and it's doing a pretty good job this year, but can you remember a situation like that, like another team that you can compare what the Sharks have gone through over the past couple of years?
No. Your list was a long list, by the way.
Sorry. Well, I'm just saying.
After, have you ever seen that? You're like, no. You know what? Here's the thing, though. It's sports. Like, in 2010, the Boston Bruins were in the playoffs, and they led the Philadelphia Flyers 3-0 and lost the series. the next year, they went to win the Stanley Cup. Like, you're like, what? Did that really happen? And the first time LA Kings won the Stanley Cup, they fired their coach with a month and a half left in the season, brought on Daryl Sutter. They were fighting for a playoff spot. Like, the last week of the season, they made it as the eighth seed. They went 16-4 in the playoffs. They started every series on the road and swept the first two games. They were up 3-0 in every series. I've never seen it before. The last time L.A. won it, and it's like, I know they're our rival, but they won the cup, as has Chicago. You saw, like, they had to win three series on the road in game sevens against, you know, game seven contending teams or Stanley Cup contending teams. We can sit here and talk about it, but no, I've never seen this situation before. But here's what I have seen. Teams that focus on the moment, they learn from the past, don't dwell on the past. If you dwell on the past, you're never going to move forward in the future. You focus on the moment as a group. I like the coaching staff. I like the player personnel. I think there's still some tweaking to be done. But the bottom line is everybody has to come together and play for each other and play for the logo. And when you have that, you have a chance to go and overachieve. Like, as good as the Warriors are, and they have all this talent, what Kerr did with that team last year, making the guys at the subs, the sixth and seventh guys, coming in and feel just as a part of it, and just every player on that team felt important, like, that's the key to going and winning championships. So I've seen teams deal with adversity and overcome it, and that's what we're going to watch with this version of the San Jose Sharks.
Jamie, the team just completed a 6-0 road trip. They got a home game tomorrow against the champions, defending champions. But before that game, you're going to be honored. And I always had a dream and infatuation to be a professional athlete. You were.
A dream, Jamie.
He's got jokes. What does that mean to you?
It's an honor to be a part of this organization, both as a player, you know, and people say you bleed teal. Well, I bled teal. Like, I bled on the ice for my teammates, for the logo, for the fans. I played injured, you know, an entire year and had, you know, I had surgery at the end of the year for the team, you know, for the logo, for the fans. I did some things on the ice that, you know, I scored goals, but I had to do some nasty things trying to get other players and other teams off the ice for my teammates, for the logo, for the fans. I've been calling 9 years radio. This is my second year, you know, TV, for the guys that I work with, for the logo, and for the fans. So it's an honor to go out as one of the alumni, to be, you know, as a current employee, as a broadcaster. But also for me, what's really special is the timing. My dad, he's here. He grew up a Chicago Blackhawks fan. Obviously, he's whatever team I'm involved with, he's that. My mom can't be here. She passed away 5 years. My dad's he's got a girlfriend, so she came out. My oldest daughter from Los Angeles is coming up for Thanksgiving. She's going to be there. My new wife's there. So I've got some family and a bunch of friends there. So I kind of get to share. When you're playing, you don't really share anything with people because you're in the moment, you're surrounded by the media, and then you're typically whisked off to the next game, you know? So tomorrow I get to kind of share my career and ultimately my involvement in this organization with a lot of family and friends that are going to be there tomorrow. And that, to me, that's pretty cool. So
you deserve it.
Yeah, it is. It'll be really cool. And it's a great fan base. As I know the frustration in the Bay Area. I feel it. I know it. I'm frustrated too. But I can't worry. As an ex-player, I don't worry about where this organization, this team has been. I'm like, here's where they are now, and hopefully they can. I would love them to capture that chemistry and character that the team we had in '94, because this version is much more skilled and a more well-balanced team. If they could do it and have that, like, and then you get a little bit of luck in goaltending, you know what? Who knows what could happen come April? And they'll worry about that then. But tomorrow night it'll be an honor to go out on drop the first puck and kind of celebrate, you know, on Thanksgiving Eve. I guess I'm very thankful to be part of this organization for such a long time.
Well said, Jamie. I'm sure the Sharks fans out there really appreciate it. I lost my father about 5 years ago, and really soak in that he will be there to see you doing that, because there's several things that I have done that I wish my dad was around to see.
Yeah.
Jamie, real quickly here, I'm not trying to get you into any sort of rumors or anything like that, but Patrick Marleau, do you think that it will be based on how the team performs, whether or not he remains on the team after the trade deadline?
He's in control of that. So he has a no-move clause. Ultimately, it's up to what Patrick wants. And I haven't even asked him about it, because rumors go on. There's always going to be rumors in sports.
No, I hear you. I hear you. I guess what I was asking was, do you think if the team continues to be successful that he will remain on the team?
I have no clue.
Okay.
That's fair. I mean it because I don't know what Patrick wants to do. I mean, right now, I don't see any reason why he would want to leave, but I don't know what his motive, like those rumors, like I didn't even, they like, I bounced, they're just like whatever to me.
I got you.
Here's what I look for. I look for, while the rumors are circulating, is it a distraction to Patty and or his team? And the answer is no. And that's ultimately the most, it comes down to, again, you can't control those that other stuff that circles teams. You know, you just can't. So I don't think it's a factor. I don't think those rumors are a factor in how the team is playing right now. And that ultimately is the most important thing.
Jamie, we appreciate your time. Love your work. Former Sharks forward. Did you score, real quickly here, because I'm so over the time that it's not even funny. Did you score the most important goal in Sharks history? Did you?
Who cares?
Jamie, did you score the most important goal?
Yes, he did.
Just say yes.
No, I'm not going to say yes.
All right.
Because there's been other big goals. Other people to talk about. I'll tell you what. I scored a goal that's one of the top five biggest goals in Sharks history.
I'll take it.
There it is.
Jamie Baker, former Sharks forward, current Sharks color analyst for CSN. Follow him on Twitter at Bakes_Jamie13. Soak it up tomorrow, Jamie. Enjoy your day. You deserve it. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Jamie Baker.
Sounds like a good dude, man.
He does. And
he didn't even want to. I would have been like, you would have been. Hell yeah, it was the most important goal.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yes.
I wouldn't have let him finish the question. Yeah, most important goal ever. You're right.
What Wes and I know.
Well, you pointed to your back earlier in the interview when he said, great question. Did that or did that not happen? Yeah, you're right. All right, we got to go. Coming up next, your phone calls. You want to react to that, you may do so. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Text line 95795. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game.
You're listening to the Guru and Zachariah on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back, Bay Area, 95.7 The Game.
That's how it sounds.
Can you give the listeners more? You gave us one bar earlier.
After you just told on me, and I got that from Townie, when you ask a good question and the person says, great question, you point at yourself.
That is Townie.
You put me on blast. Well, you've been doing that a lot.
You put me on blast.
What did I say?
You said you would be the one to say that it was the most important goal in
Sharks. That was fictitious. It didn't actually happen. You told the people what I actually did.
Wow. I cannot win with you.
Snitches get stitches.
Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game. How long is this segment going to be? Like 3 minutes? Coming up at the top of the hour.
That was a great interview.
One of our best interviews. Who says we don't talk hockey? And all you hockey fans out there, where are the phone calls? We just had a fantastic interview with our boy Jamie Baker, who was phenomenal.
I'm going to watch the game tomorrow.
Who's not? Blackhawks?
Well, we'll be
Sharks?
Here.
Defending Cup champions? We'll be here? Oh, that's right. Yeah, you'll probably still be watching, and I'll be doing the show with you as an entity.
You have my
over there.
Full undivided attention.
By the way, how come you don't sit in this chair right here? Closer to me. For the listeners out there, Guru is two seats away from me when he
would
could
you
be.
Go to a movie with a man and sit right next
I
to your
I tried to
buddies,
sit next to you when we saw
and I had
NWA.
To go over two over.
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know why you're weirded out by that.
You think Snoop was sitting right next to his buddy?
Probably.
He tried to be him.
Dr. Dre and Snoop were cool. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. Our crack staff guru is efforting more Bill Romanowski audio on Colin Kaepernick. I'm trying to get the Batcave entrance to Santa Clara, and I'm trying to
get
the...
I bet it's locked up now and boarded up.
Well, yeah, he's done for the year.
And how dare us talk about the Dubs and not mention that Jay Rich is getting, like Jamie,
yeah,
he's getting
honored tonight.
Honored tonight.
We brought it up. Caller called in. We talked about it.
I was dreaming.
I read a quote from Jay Rich.
I was dreaming.
David from the 280, he wants to talk Sharks. There they are. What's up, David?
Oh.
Who ruined Zachariah? What's going on, boys?
What's up, man?
The Sharks.
Did you like that interview?
Hey, let me just clarify. I love Bakes. Bakes was my, I don't know if you guys pay attention to, every year the Sharks do this fantasy camp thing, and Bakes is my coach last year, but, you know, Bakes, he's got this label of scoring the most important goal in Sharks history, and I understand its significance, but I think that Sean Cronin, a defenseman of his that was his teammate who scored the first playoff goal in the history of the Sharks organization, is much more significant in my opinion.
Okay.
Fair enough. He's a great guy. Bakes is a great guy, and I love him to death, but I think, you know, he got a commercial for that goal, and it was an empty net.
Well, David, he didn't even say that it was the most important goal. He just ranked it as top five. Is top five
fair
enough?
He was very humble.
David, is
you're ranking an empty net goal as a top five. I mean, come on, man.
You're not even going to give him top five? It wasn't an empty netter, by the way.
Give it top five in
Shark
history.
Our sources say it wasn't an empty net goal.
David, we have Shark sources in the building, and he says it was not an empty net
goal. It's cold in here.
Thank you for the phone call, David. Let's go to, I don't think it's...
It's Tandy.
It is Tandy.
Oh, yeah, she ripped me the other day.
It's Tandy in Redwood City.
Oh.
It says that she wants to talk about Kaepernick, but I believe her first...
That's what it was about.
I believe her first order of business is going to correct me on what I was giving credit to Mac Dre for. Who is the actual person I should be giving credit to, Tandy?
Yes, Andre Nicotino from Filmo, California.
Filmo, California. Okay, what do you got on Cap, Tandy?
What you meant to say is what Mac Dre, featuring Mac Dre, was Cadillac Girl.
Okay, my bad. I'm sorry, Tandy. What do you got on Cap?
Well, my thing is with Gavin and Kaepernick, I just say, it's too much just going around when we should just be more professional and say, hey, he had a bad season. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he's not going to be with the Niners anymore, and he's going to move on. But someone's going to take him if he will shine. Someone will respect the fact that he had a gift and a talent, and it's not about what you can be doing.
Okay. Thank you, Tandy. I appreciate you listening. I believe we were on speakerphone. I believe she had her radio up. Those are two faux pas.
She echoes what you think, that Cap can resurface, resurrect his career somewhere else, or it may be here. But after reading that Romanowski, hearing that.
Well, even that.
The guys don't like him. Let's just, if this is true.
He needs a change of scenery.
I would not like, exactly.
He needs to go to Philly.
Everybody's saying that.
Chip Kelly,
he's about to be fired.
Well, if he's going to retain his job,
all right.
Kaepernick would be a good antidote for
him. I wonder if Tom Sula's coming back.
We'll get
How
into
about
that.
When we finish the season?
We'll get into that. What do we have? Do we only have an hour left? Like an hour-ish left? All right. Well, we're on tomorrow. And
where's Henry? Where's Henry?
African-American Friday on... But you said you don't like when I call it Black Friday.
No, it's over.
That's worse? So Black Friday is worse than African American? Okay, whatever. We're going to be on Friday and tomorrow. We'll take your phone calls. Jen in Burlingame, she wants to talk hockey. Nobody talks hockey better than Jen in Burlingame. So we'll talk to her and anybody else that wants to call in. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Text line 95795. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.